Homelander offered a polite smile.
Well, we learned a lesson from that little episode. So we had Red River use nerve gas first.
Homelander canted his head behind the boys, who quickly glanced back to see a platoon in full black tactical gear and gas masks.
After that, it was easy. Well, not easy, exactly. There was a certain level of physical effort.
Mallory glared at the leader of the Seven.
You savages.
Oh, just me, actually. Solo effort. But the others definitely played their part. They did an excellent job holding my uniform for me.
Butcher took a step towards the Homelander.
You're talking like you come up with this yourself.
Not important. We're making a point. We're helping you see. You know the truth about September. You have other material. But you should understand that all that will only take you so far. Never mind the certainty of your own deaths. Look at what you're standing, and then extrapolate. An irreversible degree of turmoil profits no one. What we're suggesting is a mutual retreat from the brink. Bought American are prepared to suspend their program of superpower in national defense on a temporary basis. They acknowledge that the concept needs further thought.
Goddamn right it does.
Also, Colonel Mallory, you suffered a personal tragedy. And the aircraft to your left is an item of compensation.
It was a few minutes later that Mallory emerged from one of the jets with the lamplighter, gagged and bound around his arms with his hands behind his back. Butcher glared in jealous fury at the leader of the boys. The Homelander canted his head at the lamplighter.
Somewhere it won't wash up, if you don't mind.
The Homelander lifted his gaze a little, then looked to Butcher.
I think I can hear your ride home on approach.
Butcher's stare bore holes into the Seven's leader, but all Butcher could see was his wife's body, torn open and bloody. Homelander looked somewhat quizzical at Butcher.
Problem?
Butcher's gaze stayed on the Homelander for a moment longer, saying nothing before turning away.